a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Mark McCormick from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Andrew Wagner from Willow Lake.
Just to bow our heads in just a few moments in prayer as we come before our God, our Creator. Psalm 95. Come, O, let us sing to the Most High, Creator of the cosmos. Let us make a joyful song to the Beloved. Come to the Radiant One with thanksgiving. With gratitude, let us offer psalms of praise. For the Beloved is infinite, the breathing of life of all. The depths of the earth belong to love, the height of the mountains as well. To the sea and all that is in it, the dry land and the air above, were created by love. Come, let us bow down and give thanks. Let us be humble before our Blessed One. For the Beloved is supreme, and we blessed to be invited to friendship as companions along the way. Oh, that day would hearken to the Beloved's voice. Harden not your hearts as in the days of old, that you may not be separated from God's love. Be not like those who hear the word and heed it not, thinking to be above the Most High. For life is but a breath in the eternal dance, a gift to be reverenced with trust, an opportunity to grow in spirit and in truth, that in passing into new life, you enter into the heavenly city.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Boland, Kamat, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Donhager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrom, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Palm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 20th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. I think we have a lot of guests in the gallery today. Is the James Valley Christian School here from here on, the 5th and 6th grade classes, teachers Angie Fast and Melanie Thompson. If you're here, please stand up. How about the, on behalf of Representatives May and Killer, the Bennett County Government students, group of 33, teacher Mandy Smokoff and Bob Tochik, the chaperones, are you here? Please stand up. Thank you. How about on behalf of Representatives Eklund and Donhager, the Living Legacy Academy Homeschool Co-op from Sioux Falls, with them Larissa Friesen, who was at Page last year. Are you here? Please stand up. Thank you. How about on behalf of Representatives Cronin, Hoffman, the Edmond Central High School in District 23, or if you are here, would you please stand? Not here. How about on behalf of Representative Stalzer and the Sioux Falls contingent, Sioux Falls Day at the Legislature, sponsored by the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce. Ice cream is at the Rotunda at 3 p.m. Any folks from Sioux Falls here? How about the Willow Lake High School Government class? Are you here? Finally, on behalf of Representatives Duval and Rounds, the Peer Junior Shooters Gun Team, which won the national championship 5 of the last 9 years. Are you here? I think everybody's in the Senate, Arlene. Communications.
February 8, 2013, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 8, 2013, I approved House Bills 1012, 1021, 1026, 1027, 1031, 1032, 1041, 1042, 1043, 1051, 1053, 1054, 1055, and 1063, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. Also on February 12, 2013, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 12, 2013, I approved House Bill 1064, and the same has been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1249 do pass, House Bill 1209 do pass as amended, House Bill 1210 was referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. House Joint Resolution 1002 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1093 and 1246 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1146, 1147, and 1148 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Charles B. Hoffman, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1162 do pass as amended. Mike Vergio, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1142 and Senate Bill 68 do pass. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that Senate Bill 88 do pass, Senate Bill 126 and 127 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1220 do pass as amended. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 145 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1173 was tabled. Brock L. Greenfield, Chair.
Been brought to my attention that James Valley Christian School from Huron is here. Fifth and sixth grade classes, are you here? Please stand up. Thank you for coming to our Capitol. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1047, which has passed the Senate without change. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions. Okay.
Representative Lust moves to amend the 2013 session calendar by moving Legislative Day 21 to Tuesday, February 12, 2013, Legislative Day 22 to Wednesday, February 13, 2013, Legislative Day 23 to Thursday, February 14, 2013, and Legislative Day 24 to Friday, February 15, 2013.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House House Concurrent Resolution 1006, a concurrent resolution petitioning the President of the United States and the Department of State to authorize the Keystone XL pipeline. Representative Boland moves that HCR 1006, as found on page 339 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made for House Concurrent Resolution 106 to be adopted and seconded, and now for consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I bring to you today HCR 1006, and there couldn't be a better and more appropriate day to bring this resolution to the House floor. About 5 to 6 hours from now, the President of the United States is going to deliver his State of the Union address. And in that State of the Union, at least according to press reports, he's going to make a big push for job creation in the United States. Well, the resolution that we're going to be considering here in just a few moments is all about job creation in our country. This is a resolution that calls for the current administration to authorize the building of the Keystone Pipeline, a vitally needed project that will bring jobs, tax revenues, and energy independence to our nation. The Keystone Pipeline is designed to bring petroleum products from Canada to refineries in the southern portion of the United States. It will pass through the great state of South Dakota. For a wide variety of reasons, this project's been stalled for over 2 years. Concerns about the route through Nebraska have been dealt with, and the governor of our neighboring state to the south has given his approval. The incoming Secretary of State, John Kerry, has said that a decision on this project will be coming very soon. So today, I'm asking this legislative body to join with labor unions, business people, local governments, and a host of others to call on our current administration to authorize this badly needed project. The President has said that we need to expand job creation and to revitalize the middle class. Well, here is a great opportunity to do so with private capital. If we do not build this project, the petroleum products from Canada could well be shipped to China, and that's where the jobs will go. And in an economy where virtually everyone admits that job creation remains anemic, this project is vitally needed. So join with me today, and let's urge this administration to end the delays, promote job creation right here in the heartland of the United States, and help guarantee energy independence from unfriendly nations. Let's depend on friendly countries like Canada. Let's build the Keystone Pipeline and help America. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks?
Sure.
Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to make one thing clear that my aisle mate said. He did indicate that the primary reason that this project has been held up is because of the governor of Nebraska, and we just want to emphasize that I do believe the administration is going to sign this bill, but the holdup on this has been from our neighbors to the south who had some concerns about this project. They asked their governor to take a second look. They did. They rerouted the project, and now hopefully that will move forward in the way that is satisfying to the folks in Nebraska. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Heiner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise before you in opposition to House HCR 10006. As a Lakota man, it is my duty to protect the two-legged, the four-legged, and Unchimaka. That is Grandmother Earth. That's why I stand before you today. This pipeline is flowing through the heart of the Great Sioux Reservation, which was established by the Treaty of 1868, which me and my family and my constituents still honor. It also crosses the Miniwichoni Pipeline, the Oglala Aquifer, and the Cheyenne River. Those three things provide drinking water to many tribal people. I heard about all the job creation. At the expense of who? I say it's at the expense of us. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe has drafted 6 resolutions fighting the Keystone Pipeline. And though this pipeline may pass, I need to stand up for our people. I urge you, vote red.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Killer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and to all the honorable members of the House. You know, this is the first time I actually got up and talked on the floor, and I wish it wasn't on such, I guess, a negative issue pertaining to our community. And one of the things that, you know, I'm not going to cover what the good representative from Mission talked about, but one of the things that I was thinking about is that you do have a class here from my our district, you know, and it's District 27A, no, I'm sorry, District 27, and that's Martin. And, you know, my community, my constituency, basically in Shannon County, half of us are under the age of 18. So that's like a huge population. You know, we're trying to figure out how do we get these young people jobs? How do we figure out how do we, you know, get these young people into the workforce? And I think this, you know, when we first debated this issue a couple years ago in the legislature, one of my big concerns is like, well, how many jobs is it actually going to bring to the state of South Dakota? And I think at the time it might have been like 10 jobs. And those aren't permanent jobs, they're just temporary jobs. So it's not really going to benefit us at all. But the other part, the other side of this conversation is actually making sure that we have room for energy and wind development and making sure that, you know, we use all of our available resources, especially our young people. You know, I mean, why can't we tap into the energy and innovation of all these young people sitting up in the gallery to say, okay, we need to, you know, look at different alternative forms, because that's not a sustainable form of energy. And, you know, the other part of it, too, is the water. You know, it's like, how valuable is water going to be? Water is going to be more valuable than oil in your grandkids' lifetimes. You know, I mean, I know I don't have kids yet, but I want my kids to make sure that we have valuable drinking water. And if something was to happen, and I think this, you know, was a really great time to bring this resolution up for today, because we're also meeting with the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. And that's something that, you know, do all the stock growers who this pipeline, their land is going to go through, is that, are they in full support of it? You know, what if there's a leak? You know, because eventually anything man-made breaks. You know, I think that's like the biggest thing to me, is that anything man-made breaks. You know, in the way that the land shifts up in that region, especially in the northwestern part of South Dakota, I think that's a big valid concern. And my other thing is that, you know, it goes over numerous water tables, especially not only from South Dakota, but all the way up from Montana. So I think that's one of the main things that, you know, I want to get up and express my opposition, but I want to really encourage, you know, this body to, if we're going to look at energy development this way, let's look at, you know, clean energy development as well, and making sure that, you know, all these young people have resources and opportunities and not just 10 jobs to look forward to. You know, make sure that we have 100 or 200 or 300. We become, you know, an energy innovation capital, energy innovation region. And that's something that I really want to make sure that, you know, we work towards that. So thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members of the body, for allowing me this time to speak.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Concurrent Resolution 1006. Seeing no further remarks, question for the House is final adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 1006. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 57 yeas, 11 nays.
The motion having received a majority vote of the members elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried and House Concurrent Resolution 1006 adopted. Representative Hayek.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I would like to introduce my husband, the better half by far, Doug Hayek. He is here with us today. Many of them know him, but thank you for
being here. Welcome, Doug. Representative Schaefer. Granted.
I would like to introduce my grandson, Brody Ness. Brody is 15. He's a freshman in high school, and he's homeschooled. So I'd like to have you talk to him when you see him on the floor. Thank you.
Welcome, Brody. Representative Fiker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Special privilege, please.
Granted.
Personal privilege. I would like to introduce to you my grandson, Rich, and my daughter, when they get in the gallery. Rich helps me in the summer on the farm, and he's here today to help me also. Wish him a welcome. Thank you.
Glad to see you here. Thank you for coming. Representative Mickelson. Granted.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, it's my pleasure today to have my oldest son, George, please stand up. He's a 13-year-old eighth grader at Patrick Henry Middle School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Please welcome him.
Welcome, George. Representative Westrow. Granted.
Mr. Speaker, it's my privilege to introduce my son, my oldest son, Graham Westra, who is a seventh grader at Edison School in Sioux Falls.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Representative Erickson.
Since it's bring your son to work day, I'd like to introduce my son, Anthony Erickson. He is seven, almost eight, second grader at All City Elementary in Sioux Falls. And it's my honor to have him here. And please do not let him steal all your candy off your desk.
Welcome, Anthony.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Shrimp.
I'd like to introduce my daughter, Angie, over here. She was a page back a few years back, so she's an RN at Eagle Butte Hospital, so I'd like to have you welcome her.
Welcome back. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Les moves that the reports of the standing committees on Ag and Natural Resources on House Bill 1135 of the House Journal, also Taxation on House Bill 1189 of the House Journal, also Local Government on Senate Bill 156 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 53, an act to expand the application of the farm decal system. Senate Bill 57, an act to define a biodiesel producer and bulk plant operator and revise certain statutory references and to make certain form and style changes regarding motor fuel taxation.
The consent calendar items, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
The consent calendar bills, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1083, an act to reestablish the crime of wrestling and to provide a penalty therefor.
House Bill 1083, having had a second read, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to bring an amendment.
Is that 1083RA?
Yes, it is.
Has it been distributed?
It has.
Do you move it at this time?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you may proceed, Representative Olson, on the amendment.
Okay, I will explain this one to you as briefly as I can. This amendment is what they call a germane hog house. The original bill that I brought the main intent of it was to get sheep and goats written into statue. And when I wrote it up, I wrote it as a class 4 felony. That will be taken out with this amendment. And this amendment will introduce this section into the Senate Bill 70 that we just passed. And all it does is include sheep and goats into the statute that we just passed. And if there's any questions, I would be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor of the amendment.
State your question, please.
My understanding from some of the provisions of SB 70, it requires a physical note. I believe the governor signed it, but I know it, how does this impact Senate Bill 70 without a physical note? Is that allowed underneath that law or that was signed?
Representative Olson, would you like to answer that question?
Well, if I can, it doesn't affect anything fiscally as far as I'm able to determine. And the reason I would like to address why I had it written as a Class 4 felony was because this is a bill that came out of our Oil and Gas Committee this summer. And we've had several people up in Harding County especially that have lost sheep and a few goats because there's so much activity out in their pastures with the oil activity that they can't keep track of who's out there and who isn't. So all this will do will add sheep and goats to the provision. And when I originally wrote this up as a Class 4 felony, if you steal a trailer load of sheep right now, it would still be a Class 4 felony because a good 100-pound lamb is worth at least $150 right now, and you can load between 35 and 40 of them into a trailer with a good dog, and that would be at the very limited minimal cost, it would be $5,250, which would put it into the Class 4 felony department. So I don't know that we need a fiscal note for this.
Representative Nelson, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It was a bad question.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Seeing none, this will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion will say bah. Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. On House Bill 1083, as amended, further remarks. Seeing none, question for the House. Final pass of House Bill 1083, as amended. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring and have everybody welcome my husband, Steve, here, just driving in from Rapid City. If you know me well, you know he has earned his place in heaven.
Welcome, Steve.
Russell votes aye. And Representative Feichert. Hayek, Heinert, Hayek votes aye. Okay. Oh, Feichert votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1083, as amended, having received an affirmative vote of the members elected, hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Representative Olson.
I'd like to present the title amendment.
Is that 1083 RTA?
It is.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the title amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Title is amended.
House Bill 1233, an act to facilitate the provision of voluntary medical services to the disadvantaged under certain circumstances.
House Bill 1233, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment for this bill.
Is that 1233RD?
Yes, sir, it is.
Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
Do you move it at this time?
I sure do.
You may proceed, Representative Eklund. Remarks on the motion to amend.
Mr. Speaker, may I address the bill and the motion?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Speaker and distinguished members of the House, I bring this bill after meeting with several physicians. At a medical meeting I was at, there were several of us legislators there, and many of the physicians that were there were retired physicians, and one of the statements that we heard was that they were, quote, sitting on their hands. They really felt that they, once they retired from active practice, they could not volunteer their services in any way because of the problems with liability. So this bill came out of that discussion, and what this bill does is it allows physicians who have maintained their licenses, and by physicians I should say medical professionals, and that includes MDs, DOs, DC chiropractors, and also dentists. And these people have maintained their licensure, so they continue under a licensing board. They've continued to keep up in their practice, but they really are unable to even volunteer their time because of the concerns of malpractice. Several of the things that I would see these physicians and dentists and chiropractors being able to do would be to volunteer at the church, maybe working with their parish nurse. They could possibly be working down at the Union Gospel Mission, seeing patients down there. At the free clinic, several of our towns in South Dakota have free clinics. They could volunteer their services there. I also know that there are people who would love to volunteer their services on the reservation. And what this bill does is it allows them to use their talents even though they're retired. Right now we have carpenters who are able to help people build a house. We have plumbers who can go plumb. We have landscapers who can go and landscape, and they're able to volunteer those services without fear of malpractice. This bill would also extend that to physicians. So with that, I would encourage support for the bill and the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to comment. I call this a Good Samaritan bill in a time when we spend so much time talking about the cost of health care and how we can get health care to people who can't afford it so that they can take care of themselves. I think this is a perfect bill and urge your support.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Seeing none, this will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on 1233 as amended. Representative Hoffman.
Mr. Speaker, I have a quick question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
Thank you, and I haven't thought about this before, but knowing that there are Doctors Without Borders going across to other countries, and actually there's a bill somewhere in the hopper dealing with this, the question is, does this statute put into place some safeguards for our doctors from South Dakota that may go on an international mission taking care of people? Does that give them immunity in the state from being sued by someone else that may feel a grievance has been conducted in just natural progressions of medical care? Thank you.
Representative Eklund, would you like to answer that question?
Yes, I thank you, Representative Hoffman. I appreciate your question and your concern. I don't think that this bill has any effect on someone that's going overseas and offering the services overseas. I've done that several times, and a lot of times the organization that you go with has made an agreement with the local government of the different country that's involved, and that mitigates the concern for malpractice.
Representative Hoffman, you still have the floor.
Thank you very much for that answer, and I that wasn't a gotcha or anything. I'm really concerned about that, but I'm all for this. I think it's a great bill. I think we need to do that for people such as yourself someday that may be retired and willing to give something back to the community. Thanks, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House, final passage of House Bill 1233 is amended. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
House Bill 1233, having received a majority vote of the members elect, as amended, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move the title amendment.
Second.
1233 RTA. Is that correct?
Sir.
Those in favor of the title amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Title is amended. On behalf of Representatives Greenfield and Tolson, I would now like to welcome the Willow Lake High School government class and Paige Andrew Wagner. Paige Andrew Wagner's class. Please stand if you're here. Welcome.
House Bill 1151, an act to extend general immunity from liability for directors and officers of certain nonprofit fire and ambulance departments and to limit certain actions for personal injury or death.
House Bill 1151, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1151 affects our first responders. Let me give you a brief synopsis of the problem first of what we're dealing with. Back in the mid to late 80s, rural fire departments across South Dakota were called upon to send equipment to the Black Hills for fire suppression. They received pay from the federal government for the use of their equipment and for fighting the fires. The counties, townships, etc., were paid the monies, but those monies were put into their general funds. It wasn't used to replace or repair the equipment. Most of the fire departments never saw the money that came, but it was used in other purposes, general fund money, counties, townships. They found other uses for it. So the governmental agencies said the fire department should go out on their own. They should almost like divorce themselves, at least partially, from the county or the city or the township, and then they would be able to use the funds for their own purposes. This would allow them to have fundraisers to direct the money directly to the replacement of the equipment. So, as a result, they formed 501c3 corporations to alleviate having to pay taxes on the money they received. Insurance companies gave special rates to the fire departments, ambulance services, rescue services, that based on the fact that they were operating with governmental immunities, which limits the amount of monies paid out for damages and limits the time frame for bringing action. It has been discovered that by the insurance companies that even though the individuals of these organizations had immunities, that would be the Good Samaritan law, the entity itself did not. Therefore, the entity and the board of the entity did not have immunities afforded to the individuals. This left the insurance companies with a couple of options: either charge more premium or refuse to insure the risk. Just out of interest, there are only two insurance companies in one risk pool that current currently offer coverage for these entities. Therefore, we bring House Bill 1151, which we believe is a fix. It's brought to you on behalf of the volunteer nonprofit emergency service providers. The Good Samaritan law in South Dakota only provides immunity to individual volunteers providing emergency services. This bill would extend the Good Samaritan liability protection to the actual nonprofit entities. The bill will also apply a 2-year statute of limitation for negligent lawsuits to nonprofit emergency service providers. If this bill does not pass, insurance carriers will either increase premiums or withdraw coverage. Many of the volunteer entities can barely afford to operate, so any increases in insurance costs will be detrimental to the emergency services. I'll give you a brief rundown of the bill itself. Section 1, this is merely cleanup language and has no substantive change to the law. Section 2 of the bill establishes a 2-year statute of limitations for recovery of damages for personal injury or death caused by the negligence of the directors and officers of a nonprofit fire, ambulance, or search and rescue unit organized or incorporated in South Dakota. This section is modeled after South Dakota Codified Law 9-24-5, which provides immunity to municipal employees and volunteers. Section 3 of the bill is where the major changes are. Section 3 of the bill extends civil liability immunity to nonprofit fire, ambulance, or search and rescue entities organized or incorporated in South Dakota only if the actions were in good faith and within the scope of the individual official functions and duties for the nonprofit organizations. It does not provide immunity for damage or injury caused by gross negligence or willful and wanton misconduct. This section is modeled after SDCL 472329. I think we just saw that one in the previous bill. And that's the general immunity statute for individual volunteers or nonprofit organizations. This bill came out of Judiciary Committee, which I might add is probably one of the toughest and most thorough committees we have. It came out without one dissenting vote. There were no opponents. I'm asking for your support for House Bill 1151. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing none, question for the House, final passage of House Bill 1151. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
House Bill 1151, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1171, an act to exempt certain property from bankruptcy levy.
House Bill 1171, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. House Bill 1171 is a bankruptcy bill, second one that has come before us this term. This is to exempt certain property, personal property, from collection during a bankruptcy proceeding. This is a very simple part here. Presently, as you can see in the bill, we have For a long time, exempted things like family pictures, a family burial plot, family Bible, clothing, that kind of thing. So here we have the addition of one sentence. It's any health aids professionally prescribed to the debtor or the dependent of a debtor. And I would like to talk to you about that a little bit. We had a couple of weeks ago a bill come through that raised the personal property exemption from 6,000 to 8,000, so that's still going in through the Senate. But right now the number is 6,000. Very quickly can get to $6,000 when you add personal property, furniture, appliances, that kind of thing, tax refunds, vacation time, unpaid wages. And then when you stick in a powered wheelchair at $6,500, that alone is over that exemption amount. An oxygen concentrator is $3,500, stair glides, $3,500. CPAP machine, $1,850. And you can see where that's going. I wanted to give you a listing. There's no comprehensive list of what constitutes a health aid, but looking in a home health aid catalog, you'd see things like wheelchairs, scooters, beds, traction equipment, lifts, ramps, walkers, various monitors, hearing aids, air purifiers, nebulizers, breathing apparatus, communication devices for the visually impaired. But the aid must be professionally prescribed. That does not include swimming pools. It doesn't include saunas. Does not include gym equipment. Does not include bicycles. Let me give you a quick example of not professionally prescribed. Let's say Uncle Bill finds some relief from his chronic back pain in a wonderful $3,500 lazy boy with all the massage things or whatever I'm making. I don't even know if this thing exists, but apparently there's good chairs, and his nephew recommended it to him. That does not count as professionally prescribed. Let me give you another example, as this question may come up. What about automobiles that are handicap fitted? Now, this is a gray area that I understand would get discussed in a what they call a 341 meeting. In some of the handicap accessible vehicles, they are the vehicle. The vehicle is made for this, and that vehicle, I guess, would get debated in that meeting. There's others that the equipment can get moved from one vehicle to the other, and I would assume that that is what's intended to be exempt here. And so this passed out of the Judiciary Committee 13-0, and I hope that you will look favorably upon it as well. And that is all, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? House Bill 1171. Seeing no further remarks, question for the House, the final pass of House Bill 1171. Those in favor vote yea. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 1171, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1057, an act to make an appropriation for costs related to suppression of wildfires in the state and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1057, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. House Bill 1057 is an act to appropriate money for the costs related to suppression of wildfires and to declare an emergency. 1057 is an emergency special appropriation to replenish the fire suppression fund for fires that occurred in calendar year 2012. Section 1 of this year's bill appropriates $4.2 million from general fund into the fire suppression fund. This appropriation, along with outstanding accounts receivable, will bring the fire suppression fund back to zero. Due to the unpredictable nature of a fire season, the approach has been to cover all costs incurred during a fire season and then come to the legislature and replenish the fire fund after the expenditures have occurred. We've had to do this 11 out of the last 12 years. This year, it's the highest amount we've ever had to do, of $4.2 million. Back in 2008, we had $4.1 million. It's a lot of money, but the state fights the fires, and this is the way we pay for them. And I appreciate your vote yes.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? House Bill 1057. Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1057. This will be a two-thirds vote for both the appropriation and the emergency clause. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Hansen votes aye. Representative Latterall. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 1057, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Representative Luss moves that Senate bills 41, 45, 23, 72, 18, 19, 27, 78, and 86 be deferred to Wednesday, February 13th, the 22nd legislative day.
Those in favor of the Luss motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1024 and 1025 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 8:50 a.m. February 12, 2013. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1047 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Speaker signs an act revised certain provisions regarding the examination for an application for a funeral service license. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Transportation Commission to establish rules governing the allowance, placement, and maintenance of newspaper vending machines in interstate rest areas. Speaker signs an act to establish the fee charged by registers of deeds for documents filed by the Department of Transportation disposing of highway right-of-way that is no longer needed for highway purposes. Announcements. Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Republican Caucus at 3:15 today in room 412.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, our fireworks show for yesterday was a dud, so we're going to give it another shot at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. House Commerce and Energy. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations. We hear bills tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Come on by. It'll be great entertainment. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education tomorrow, 7:45.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Olson.
The Catacombs Caucus tomorrow at 7 in the Governor's Large Conference Room.
7 a.m. Catacomb Caucus tomorrow morning. Further announcements. Representative Feinstein.
Mr. Speaker, I was asked to remind folks that down in the Rotunda at 3 o'clock is Sioux Falls Day and ice cream for everybody.
Ice cream down the Rotunda right now? Right now. Further announcements. I don't think there's going to be any more announcements after that. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning for ice cream will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.